Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller delivered her presentation to the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House under the theme, Going for Growth and Development, Working for the People. Mrs. Simpson-Miller outlined several gains being made by the government thus far in its mission to develop the nation. Noting the thousands of new jobs already generated, the Prime Minister said the government is working even harder this year to attract the investments which will create more employment. She says over 12,000 persons are expected to be employed under the new phase of JEEP this year. 5,000 persons are expected to be employed under the government's AgroParks initiative, and
another 2,000 direct and indirect jobs will be generated from the reorganized scrap metal trade. Last year, 14,000 persons were employed in the Overseas Employment Program. Based on information from the Liaison Service in Canada and the United States, that number is projected to increase to 16,000 this year.
The Prime Minister is reiterating that the government remains committed to protecting Jamaicans, particularly the most vulnerable. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says $5.5 billion has been earmarked in the 2014-2015 budget to safeguard the welfare of the society's most vulnerable.
For us, Mr. Speaker, no matter how small the pie, every single member of our Jamaican family must get a portion, regardless of where they live, how they look, how they vote or not vote. We have developed a creative mix of programs intended to reduce the economic and social pressure on all our people, especially the poor and the middle class.
The Prime Minister also stressed the importance of rural development, noting that a number of programs are being implemented this year to improve rural life. These include the construction of housing units under the Sugar Dependent Communities Project, which is being funded by the European Union, the Ginger Expansion Program, and the AgroParks Project by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
It is important to note that rural development is not just agricultural development, although agriculture is central. The primary objective of rural development is the economic enrichment and promotion of social well-being of our rural population.
And while acknowledging that times are hard all round, Mrs. Simpson-Miller issued a call to action to Jamaicans to stay the course, as with a selfless and unified effort, the economy will be better for generations to come.
I see a bright future ahead of us. We cannot throw away our sacrifices and our gains now. We must all work that much harder. We must stay the course. Let us work together to build a bright and glorious future for Jamaica, land we love.
The Prime Minister also left the island last week to attend the 6th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Association of the Caribbean States, ACS, in Mexico. The summit coincided with the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the establishment of the ACS. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is lobbying for increased public-private partnerships to establish well-needed sports facilities and infrastructure. Speaking at the annual Business of Sports conference in Kingston Thursday, Minister Nita Headley said despite its best efforts, the government cannot afford to provide all the necessary facilities required by the various sports associations and federations. However, assistance from the private sector will increase the government's ability to implement sports projects on a regular basis.
Such partnerships will be a win-win for all, as private sector concerns will have the chance to associate themselves with the athletic stars while making their brands more attractive to the public at large.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.